The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Let us go to Joseph, Ite a Yosef. Regarding the matter of the undated canonical precept recently issued by an official of the Diocese of Manchester, we are taking the wise counsel of St. Teresa of Avila and turning to the glorious St. Joseph. We invite friends and benefactors to join us in praying to the head of the Holy Family. Besides being patron and protector of the universal church, that just man, that's what St. Joseph was called by St. Matthew, is also the patron of the Diocese of Manchester. Now, you know this, by the by. If you look at the coat of arms of the Diocese of Manchester, you'll note there's a lily. Anytime you see a lily on any coat of arms, that's significant. That usually means that you're invoking the intercession of St. Joseph. You might note that almost every statue of St. Joseph, he is standing there with a frond or a few fronds of lilies in his hand. Somebody would be going, Minor Church, please, why a Lutheran? Why are you talking? Why a lily? And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it is the flower that is symbolic of purity, chastity, virginity. That's why. So anyways, there's a prayer that that brother has listed here. Yeah, I won't read you the prayer. You can go read it for yourself. It is contained in today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. By the by, if you'd like to write a letter in defense of the St. Benedict Center and your experience with Reconquest Radio and Brother Andre Marie and Sister Maria Filomena's appearances here on this show and on other shows and how they may have positively impacted your life, write it to me. Do not mention Brother Andre or anyone at the St. Benedict Center. It's only about your experience. So if you write it to me, yeah, no cursing, no bashing of the, be very up and up. I've already received one extraordinarily well-written letter from, I won't tell you who it is. If he wants to out himself in the chat room at mikechurch.com/chat, he can, if he's in there. But you can send your letter in support of the St. Benedict Center and the Slaves of the Immaculate Heart. Just send it to me, kingdude@mikechurch.com. Imagine that, someone using my email address to send, to email me something that was actually worth my reading. I remain flabbergasted and shocked. So that's number two. Number three. Michael Matt at the Remnant newspaper. This is the source of the headline that I have at MikeChurch.com today on the... okay, I don't see that. Michael Matt at the Remnant newspaper. Yeah, hold on. The pile is really deep here today. No, because you used an orange marker, and I just ran out of orange markers. Hold on. Maybe it's underneath. Nope, I have it not. Anyways. At the Remnant newspaper, Michael Matt has a post about the calumny and the crisis at the St. Benedict Center. If you'd like to read it, I quote it very detailed. It's quoted in today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. And, of course, with his signature flair for humor and for wit, Michael... skewers the ridiculousness of the situation, but he also makes a couple of really good points, one of them being if you think that this is just about the brothers and the sisters and they're not coming for the rest of us, think again. He also makes the point, now, Michael didn't link to the story, so I know why, because it was hard to find. So I spent 20 minutes this morning finding the story, and I ultimately found it. So if you go to MikeChurch.com and check out today's pile of prep, then you could see. Now, it would have taken me another 20 minutes or so to find Father James Martin J's tweet from October the 19th, 2017, because I went, had to scroll back down through his feed. There's no function on Twitter.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca, having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.